Florida versus Disney. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis today signing a measure that would strip Walt Disney World of a 55-year-old self-governance rule.
It eliminates the special self-controlled tax district that was created for Disney back more than a half century ago as part of a deal to lure Disney to Florida to build Disney World. It is called the Reedy Creek Improvement District, which approves and pays for all zoning, roads, and emergency services for 40 square miles. This all began with what critics call Florida's Don't Say Gay law, which prohibits teaching topics concerning sexual orientation and gender identity to kids from K through third grade.
Fox's Phil Keating in Miami. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy had a positive call with Donald Trump despite the release of an audio recording critical of the former president shortly after the January 6th riot. McCarthy is shoring up support from Republicans after the New York Times posted audio from a January 10th call from last year in which he told GOP leaders he'd urge then-President Donald Trump to resign. McCarthy calls the Times account false and wrong. President Biden, marking Earth Day in Seattle this afternoon, announcing the allocation of about $2.5 billion from the bipartisan infrastructure bill to improve American forests.
We're going to plant 1.2 billion trees. 1.2 billion trees across this country to begin the vital work of reforesting America. It makes sense, and it also makes a big difference.
The president says the funds will also go toward conserving old-growth forests in an effort to reduce the number and severity of wildfires. Stocks were sharply lower today over interest rate and earning report concerns. The Dow down 981, the S&P falling 121, with the NASDAQ ending the day 335 points lower. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The deaths of two Russian energy executives are raising suspicion.
Two prominent Russian energy executives have been found dead in recent days, their families killed alongside them. A former top manager at a Russian gas firm, Novatek, Sergei Protasenya, was found hanged Tuesday outside a villa in Spain, and his wife and daughter have been stabbed to death there as well. Monday, a former Gazprom Bank vice president, Vladislav Avayev, was found shot dead in his apartment in Moscow. His wife and daughter had also been shot. Initial reports suggested murder-suicides in both cases, but authorities are still investigating. One exiled Russian economist and banker tells Fox News his guess is that these were not suicides because, quote, all the gas schemes in Russia involve multiple layers of corruption. But again, foul play is just his hunch. Amy Kellogg, Fox News.
It appears there were no survivors aboard a small twin-engine plane that crashed near a Georgia food plant.
First responders could find no one who lived following a small airplane crashing into parked trailers on the grounds of a General Mills facility in Covington, Georgia, east of Atlanta.
Dude, it's a plane. It's a plane?
It's a freaking plane. Yes, I saw it fall out the sky.
They watched it happen. Police confirm at least two dead. The aircraft was a twin-engine Cessna, and it may have been attempting to land at a small airport nearby. According to flight data, nobody on the ground or at the plant was hurt. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A Florida bride and her caterer are accused of serving food laced with marijuana to unsuspecting guests at a wedding reception. The women were arrested this week following an investigation by the Seminole County Sheriff's Office. Both women were charged with tampering, culpable negligence, and delivery of marijuana, and later bonded out on jail. Samples of food, including chocolate-covered strawberries, pudding shot desserts, and lasagna were collected and later tested positive for THC. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.